Wait upon the commands and the directions God promised. Acts chapter 1, verses 4-8. Today's Bible verses come from a book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 4-8. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. In the Western civilization, there is a famous work of art called Odyssey. In that story, the husband and the king Odysseus went to war to fight. He had not returned home for 10 years, and there was no news from him. His wife was very beautiful and she had a lot of men following after her. She was such an attractive woman. People said to her, Odysseus is probably dead by now, as you have not heard from him for 10 years. He left you. Please marry me, she has been asked to marry by countless men. But despite a lot of temptations from many men, the wife of Odysseus was not shaken. She kept waiting for her husband to come back. And one day, her husband Odysseus did come back. They became the king and the queen, and their long wait was paid back at the end. What was the thing that kept her strong till the very end? That was the trust for her husband. She believed that her husband Odysseus's promise will not change. She had that firm belief. In our lives, on this land, we get tempted at times and we get tested, threatened by Satan's, moment by moment quite frequently. There are a lot of instances which are risky, dangerous and tempting, too. Also, when we had been praying for something, and when prayers did not get answered after many years of praying, we sometimes get our faith swayed. We doubt a lot as well. In the Bible, the prophet Habakkuk was like that too. Things were not happening as he had hoped, even after praying. Why, God, why are you not actioning anything, when these foreigners are tormenting us? When he was asking these questions, while he was anxious, then he heard the answer from God. There is his timing, even it takes time, keep on waiting. The righteous person lives only by faith. Habakkuk confessed like this, after he heard the voice of God. In Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 17-18, he confessed, Though the figure tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior. God, even there is no fruit on a figure tree, there is no cow in a barn, I will be glad, because of Jehovah and he thanked. That's it. Because we trust on God's faithful promises, we can endure and wait till the very end. We wait till he answers us. In New York, Rockefeller Centers make up the forest of the buildings. Rockefeller is a really well-known rich man in the world. He is known to be a person who has done a lot of business for the benefit of our society. And because of this, New York is the only city that does not have to pay the price for the water. It is because the Rockefeller Foundation is paying for the usage. But this one of the richest men in the world, Rockefeller, also had to face the terrifying crisis. He was in a mining business. But he became a victim of a fraudulent scam and lost the entire principal amount. All the mining workers were very angry and turned to be rioters, tried to kill Rockefeller and demanded the wages. They were furious. Rockefeller found this situation extremely distressed for him, as they kept putting on pressures for making payment for their work done. He then started thinking of committing a suicide, to get away from this horrifying amount of stress. He grieved and cried out, kneeling down and praying in an abandoned mine. Then he remembered that when he first started his business, he promised God that he will give his 1/10 profits to God accurately. He decided that he will follow God's way and will. Right at that moment, there was a voice, which came from deep inside his heart that comforted him. You will reap the fruit when it is the right time. Dig it more deeply, more deeply. Rockefeller believed in these words, and started to dig abandoned mine more deeply. People talked in whispers and laughed at Rockefeller, saying that he was out of his mind. But suddenly, from an abandoned mine, where there should be gold chunks, the black water splashed in the air like a fountain. That was oil. If Rockefeller gave up without digging it deeper, then he would have become a complete failure. All of us should all dig it more deeply in our given circumstances. Keep on trying. Wait for the answer more patiently in our given circumstances. Persevere a bit longer in our given circumstances. Endure it a bit more in our circumstances. The people that commit suicides, they give up their lives, because they do not persevere a bit more. Jesus told his disciples not to leave Jerusalem. It meant not to escape from the problems, not to get away from the difficulty. It meant bump into them and deal with the problems. He wants us to stand up again and not to leave the places of failure, despair and discouragement. Right now, there might be someone that is sitting here who is discouraged. Someone might be here, listening to me, and feeling like a complete failure. Someone might be here, with a heavy heart that had been disappointed and weary. But do not give up. Dead fish gets carried away by the flow, but the alive fish moves upwards. Today's Bible passage tells us that the disciples of Jesus and the believers have seen the risen Lord. They expected that the Lord will rule over this lands and will also lead them. After 40 days of staying, he went up to the heaven and they have been told. Do not leave Jerusalem and wait for the things that the Father had promised. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. If the Holy Spirit comes to you, receive power and become my witnesses. Then Jesus went up to heaven. The disciples and the believers held on to the promise of the Lord and prayed. One day while praying, they experienced the work of the Holy Spirit. Gates of heaven got opened as promised. The fire got split as the tongue. The most important thing that we need to remember is that we should keep on waiting upon the promises of God till the very end. Firstly, pay close attention to a command not to leave Jerusalem. In verse 4, what kind of place is Jerusalem? Verse 4 says, On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. Why is he saying not to leave Jerusalem? Jerusalem is where Jesus was nailed and crucified to death on the cross. This was where the disciples left Jesus and fled away. Jerusalem was where the ordeal and suffering existed. In Jerusalem, the disciples lost power, betrayed the Lord, and this was the place where the faith failed. Jerusalem was a place where people did not want to stay longer. But Jesus has said this command. Do not leave this Jerusalem. Why did Jesus say not to leave Jerusalem, where there was failure and a fall? This meant that he wanted them to be restored at a place where they failed. These words tell us that we need to be restored. Stand up again at a place where we failed. That's right. The power of faith is to overcome the failure. Falling down does not mean that it is a complete failure. If it can be restored and restarted, then that falling down becomes a cornerstone, a base, a block, which we can build the fresh new foundation with. What is a real failure? It is a time of giving up. I am finished. I am unable to do it. Like this, it is a time to give up. If someone has a rock, which needs to be smashed 101 times to break into pieces, if that person has tried 100 times and decided to give up, then because of not trying one more time, this person remains as a failure. If a person does not give up a willpower to stand up again, and does not give up the hope, then this person is not a failure. When we face life's various problems, we need to have positive consciousness. We are not the people who are getting into the cave, but we are just passing through the tunnel. It gets closer to the end of the cave, as you try to go in further, but it gets closer to the new world, as you try to go on further. Even on the day we get to face death, we are passing through the tunnel of pilgrimage, and opening the new doors of heaven and getting in there. In our lives, we get to face unfavorable instances sometimes. It is not possible to always have positive instances, too. At times, we get to face the failure of Jerusalem, just like the disciples faced. And we are placed in the reality of Jerusalem of despair and frustration numerous times. At times, businesses collapse. Companies, workplaces fall down and we may feel like that there's no future ahead of us. But, we should not give up. This is a command from the Lord, that we should be restored, and that we should stand up again at that place of failure. We know the famous speech well, which Winston Churchill of the UK delivered. He was invited to give the special speech to the students at his old school. There were a lot of students and the school principal told the students to write down what he is saying without leaving any word out. Prime Minister Winston Churchill went up the stage and looked at the students in front of him. He only spoke 3 sentences in his speech and came down from the stage. You young people, never give up at all. Never, never, that's right. Not giving up is the only way to live a life of a true winner. In the later part of verse 14, it shows the command of the Father. Verse 14 says, they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. It tells us to wait for the promises of the Father. Wait in prayer. It tells us not to leave Jerusalem but also, to wait for the things that the Father had promised. Promise with the Father is important. Faith is trusting the promise and waiting for it. When God was making the promise with people, animal was killed and the life of the animal was regarded as security. The Bible is consisted of promises. Old Testament and New Testament mean the promises of God. The promise of the Bible is the promise which had been formed by blood. What is the promise of the Father? It is a promise to give us the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit giving us, who are saved people, the power to overcome the world. When we are armored with the Holy Spirit, we seem like weak people but actually we are powerful. We seem like incapable people but actually, we are wise. Former U.S. President Lincoln read the novel, A Hut of Uncle Tom, written by Miss Stowe, and he was touched by its story, and decided to free the black slaves. From 1861 and for 4 years, there was a war between the North and the South in the U.S. and he decided to free the black slaves. The President Lincoln invited Miss Stowe to the White House one day. President Lincoln was shocked when he first saw Miss Stowe. Wow, you look really weak, but how did you write that strong and daring piece of writing? Miss Stowe answered, I did not write that piece of writing but the Holy Spirit in my heart led me to write it, she answered. President Lincoln was touched once again. The power of a weak person, who was changed by the Holy Spirit, became the driving force that helped greatly to free the black slaves through the South and North War in the U.S. A person who is with the Holy Spirit looks weak but is strong in fact. If Holy Spirit leaves, then strong person becomes powerless. A heart full of Holy Spirit is heaven. A heart that the Holy Spirit has left is hell. When we are energized by the power of the Holy Spirit, we get to win both the spirit and the body. So Jesus knew very well about his disciples, especially about having failure and disappointment in their lives. He commanded us to wait for the promise that he said that he will send us the Holy Spirit. To make a person to wait for some promises, 2 factors need to be clear. First one, is that if we believe, then we can wait. We cannot wait if we cannot believe in the promise and if we doubt. Waiting upon the promises of God is the same thing as believing in the promises of God. At times, our lives get threatened by Satan's and we get risks from every corner of our lives. Even when we are praying, when prayers do not get answered within a few years, we get anxious and our minds get weakened. St. Augustine's mother, Monica, prayed for numerous years for her prodigal son to return home, who left home a long time ago. But he did not come back. Every time she thought of her son, she went over to her pastor and said, "I think God might have abandoned my son." But the pastor encouraged her. "Monica, let's keep on praying and let's wait a bit longer." Monica waited for 20 years for her son. But later, that son completely changed to be a new person. The son later became Saint Augustine. One more thing, wait also means to put up with it. With perseverance, we are not able to wait. The most important thing to have, for the Israelites to get into the land of Canaan, was having perseverance. They could have entered into that land of blessing, if they have waited and persevered for only 40 days, but they went on and on wandering on the same road for 40 years. That's because they did not believe in the faithfulness of God's promises and they did not persevere and they were resentful. To live a life, we must have perseverance. Have a look at the people who had one goal in their mind, and got to the top in their chosen field. That's because they had perseverance. When a farmer wants fruit as soon as possible, he should not pull the leaves out when he wants. He needs to wait till the fruit is fully ripe. When we sow the seeds in the spring, we need to persevere and wait till it is autumn, a season of harvest. God is in charge of the timing of everything. The disciples asked God and they needed to wait for the promises of God to happen. In verse 7, it says, "He said to them, 'It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority.'" The season and the timing are under Father's authority. The timing of all things is under the authority of God. So there are three secrets that God had given us. One is the secret of death. We do not know when we get to die. The other one is the secret of coming of the Lord. The Lord will come back for sure. But only the Father knows when He will come. The other secret is the time of the answering to our prayers. We need to persevere and wait till it is the time that God had set. Were there any instances that you gave up after praying for a while and prayers did not get answered? Were there any instances that you gave up after sharing the gospel to the non-Christians, that they did not come back to the Lord quickly? We need to persevere and put up till the time that God had set, not the time that I have set. Thirdly, according to verse 14, it says, "They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers." The disciples believed in the promise and they put two things into action. First of all, they united their hearts together. There were 120 people on that day. They united their hearts there in Jerusalem and in one mind, they set one goal. It is important to put hearts together to do things. The history of God started when people believed in the promises of the Lord, when their hearts were united in one and when they set one goal. I urge all of you to also unite your hearts in doing things. With your family at home, I strongly urge you to unite hearts together. Within married couples, if two people collide with each other and if hearts are not united, then that family cannot possibly be happy. Within church, the congregation needs to unite the hearts too. This is the time that our people of this nation need to unite our hearts together. All the different political parties of this nation need to put their hearts together to get through the difficult circumstances of these days. The works of the Holy Spirit in early church were vivid, where the hearts were united. Secondly, they prayed hard. Not only they united their hearts together but they focused very much on praying. The time of believing in the promises of the Lord and waiting for the answers were the time of praying. 120 people held tightly onto the promises of God and cried out, prayed hard, and at that moment, the works of the Holy Spirit happened. According to the Bible, when people prayed, God gave them a blessing of meeting, encountering good people. When they prayed, God allowed Cornelius to meet Peter, the meeting of Lydia and Paul, Philip and Ethiopia eunuchs meeting were not a mere coincidence. It was a blessing of meeting good people that God had given them when they asked God in prayer. I hope that all of you will encounter good people in your lives through prayer. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, it says, "Call to me and I will answer you and will show you unsearchable and great things that you do not know." I hope that waiting on the promises of God will be the time of kneeling down before God and with prayer. Prayer is not a vain monologue. It is a dialogue, communication with God. It is letting God know what I have in my mind and also for me to realize what God's will for my life is. Therefore, there is answer to prayer for sure. There is change, miracles, and God's history gets written, works of God happen. When people united their hearts and prayed together, the Holy Spirit worked in the same way as in Pentecost. In the time of waiting, when it seems there is no way, at that moment, make that time a time of kneeling down. Allow that time to be the time of calling on the name of the Lord. My dear family in Christ, in today's Bible passage, the center of the early church was the Holy Spirit. The pouring of the oil by the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the leading of the Holy Spirit were evident. Without the leading of the Holy Spirit, the life stumbles. If it is not by the power of the Holy Spirit, the world cannot be changed. We cannot win over our circumstances and ourselves. The amazing works of the Holy Spirit were evident in the early church. The early church was filled with the Holy Spirit. They believed in the promises of the Lord and they persevered. I bless you all in the name of our Lord that history will also be written in our young and church. And the winds of the Holy Spirit, the waves of the Holy Spirit will flow through us all. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.